You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Foreign Minister Gerry Brownlee says he wants to get rid of the word aid when it comes to government spending in the Pacific. The focus on development follows his predecessor, Murray McCulley, but has been criticised for prioritising New Zealand economic interests. To understand the distinction between the two words, I spoke with Jo Spratt, a PhD candidate at the Australian National University, and she's studying New Zealand aid policy. Although, according to her, there isn't any distinction between the words aid and development.
Oh, look, I think the minister's just playing with words, to be honest. So aid is the word most of us working in international development use to refer to the money. So it's just about the money. And for the government, that's official development assistance. Development is when we spend aid well. Development is what we're trying to do. So when we think about development, we think about three broad areas, which is the social factors like health and education, environmental factors like preserving our forests, our waterways and our oceans, and then the economic. So development has got these three pillars, the social, the economic and the environmental, and the money we give to help other countries develop is colloquially called aid. So yeah, there's no difference. And there is a difference that the development is the outcome we want to see, the aid is the money. So Minister Brownlee is just playing with words, to be honest.
Right. So to what end then? If there is no difference between the two, why would he make such a distinction between them, do you think?
Well, I think because aid sounds like charity, it sounds like a handout, it sounds like it's not a very empowering word. And I think a lot of people would agree with that. It isn't an empowering word, because really what we're doing is working with people in those countries to help expand on their strengths and to share our joint skills and knowledge about how to build sustainable governments and societies that ensure their citizens are healthy and prosperous and peaceful.
So, I mean, we wouldn't see any change, do you think, in the type of aid spending that's actually allocated?
Well, we have seen a change. We've seen an increase on economic development. So I think Minister Brownlee and Minister McCulley, the government's approach is that economic development is the only thing you should focus on, and then a country will have a thriving private sector, and somehow that will transform all other areas of society to make it a prosperous, healthy society. But we all know that it doesn't work that way. You need to focus across the three areas, the social, the environmental and the economic. So we have seen in the aid program an increase in funding to economic development, and I think it's creeping up to around 40% of our official development assistance, or our aid. And if you add scholarships in there, which is aiming to be about 10% of the spend by next year, it's getting up to about 50%. So the more the government focuses on economic development to the exclusion of the social and the environmental realms, the more our New Zealand aid program starts to look like a stool with one leg. It just doesn't work.
Right. So do these comments, perhaps, or what you understand of where Gerry Brownlee wants to go with this, I mean, do you think that could improve?
No, I think it will get worse. So I think it's more of the same, really. And I have to say, economic development is a really important part of development in any country. We all need a thriving private sector for our societies to function. But it needs to be balanced with the social and the environmental. So it's those focusing on those three pillars. So I think this government, Gerry Brownlee, will continue to do what Murray McCulley and the government have been doing, which is focus on economic development and aid program. And there's another aspect to that as well, which is the government's sort of number one foreign policy goal is to expand our exports by about 40%. And so its entire foreign policy apparatus is focused on this. And so what talking about economic development in developing countries does is sort of provide cover for using our official development assistance, our aid, to help New Zealand businesses as well. So it starts to lead to decisions made about where we spend our aid that are made in New Zealand based on New Zealand business needs rather than the needs of people in developing countries.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.